Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
A traffic stop for speeding leads to an arrest on multiple charges. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. While Gillette police officers were patrolling on Butler Spaith near Highway 1416, they encountered a 2008 Ford Mustang going 62 in a 30-mile-per-hour zone, according to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson. Officers saw the car cross over the center line and almost hit an oncoming vehicle. Wasson said after pulling the Mustang over, the driver, a 36-year-old man, told officers he was probably over the legal limit to drive, and he had drunk alcohol and used Delta 8. They noticed the smell of marijuana coming from the vehicle. The man refused a field sobriety test and was placed under arrest. He was charged with driving under the influence, driving under suspension, speeding, and no insurance. He was transported to the detention center without incident. Interviews for the Campbell County School Board of Trustees will take place on Tuesday. A special meeting has been called for 11:30 a.m. on January 17th at the Educational Service Center at 1000 West 8th Street. The 20-minute interviews are being conducted to fill the unexpired term of Ken Clouston, who was elected to the Wyoming House of Representatives in November 2022. The deadline to apply was Monday, and all nine applicants who applied will be interviewed by the board. Chairwoman Ann Ox said the candidates will be interviewed in random order. Six of the applicants ran for a seat on the board during the general election. The candidates are Mark Gilbertson, Debbie McLeland, Jerry Means, Bob Jordan, Meldine Gearing, Mary Bruner, Mark Christensen, Greg Shears, and Kelsey Lucan. The person chosen to fill the seat will be sworn in at the next school board meeting on January 24th at 6 p.m. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.